Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century. Welcome back. It's 13 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us today. And it is a great pleasure for me to introduce to you a good friend of mine, a good friend of yours as well. He's been with us many times before. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the world. One of the top portrayers of Abraham Lincoln. He has actually brought President Lincoln on the show with us before, and we visited with the president before. But we're not going to do that today. We're not going to talk about Lincoln today because this man is definitely multifaceted. He has so many things that he does in his life. And one of the things that he does is he's a famed speaker. He's also an author, a professor, a media personality, and a management consultant to major corporations. As an author, he's the author of the book I'm holding in my hand, among others that he's written. This one is called Time Tactics of Very Successful People, and he's visited with us before to talk to us about this, about using our time wisely, and I wanted to get him back and talk to us some more about this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Gene Grossman to the show. Gene, welcome.
I'm glad to be on your show.
And it's good to have you back with us. It's always a pleasure. You've been with me. You've been on the show here quite a few times over the last year and a half or so, and it's always a lot of fun to have you with us. I really enjoy and I appreciate the fact that you can talk to us about so many different subjects, and I really like talking about the time tactics, and that's what we're going to talk about in a second. But I have to say, one of the high points of doing the show has been when you have brought the president with you.
Well, you see, the reason I do Abraham Lincoln is to illustrate a life of a high achiever. And the book, and I wrote the book, The Words Lincoln Lived By, to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And this book, Time Tactics of Very Successful People, provides insights into how how high achievers manage their time.
Yep.
So both are part of my focus on high achievement.
Well, another thing that I think makes so many people admire Abraham Lincoln, he was such an unlikely success story.
That's the story of America.
Yes.
That ordinary, common people, if they decide to make the most of themselves, can reach heights like Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Yep, totally. If you know his background, if you know Lincoln's story, you know that he had, in a lot of ways, he had no expectation of accomplishing what he did. And I'm remiss in not mentioning that the name of the other book, because it is one of my, it is now, for the last year and a half, has become one of my very favorite books of all time, The Words Lincoln Lived By. And folks, I recommend you check that out, as well as Time Tactics of Very Successful People. Gene, I want to kind of go to the back of the book a little bit.
That'll be
fine. Talk about some things in here that we have not talked about before. And chapter 14 is where you talk about using technology that works. And I'd like for you to talk to us about some of these points in here.
Well, one of them, I have a section in Time Tactics of Very Successful People on using the telephone. I remember an interview I did with J.B. Fuqua, who is a multimillionaire. In fact, the School of Business at Duke University is named after him.
Huh.
And I remember one of our lunches, he said, I think business schools should teach people how to use the telephone. And I thought,
How long ago was that?
Pardon?
How long ago was that?
Oh, that must have been 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
And I thought, well, couldn't you tell everything that you need to know about the telephone in 15 minutes or 30? and then I began to question him. And I'll just give you one, and this is in the book. J.B. Fuqua uses a script whenever he makes an important phone call.
Huh.
He says, I think in advance of the objectives I want to achieve with this phone call. Then I will jot down some of the key expressions and phrases that I want to do to describe my point of view or my product or what we're talking about. And then I will anticipate what the other person might say. And I will jot down how I'm going to say that.
He does a little role play before he even makes the call.
Yes, indeed. He says, I script it, but I know exactly what I want to achieve with that phone call. And as soon as I have achieved that, I'm off the phone.
Hmm.
He doesn't allow time to unsell. You see, many of your people are selling in one capacity or another. In fact, we're all selling it at one level of analysis. You can unsell if you talk too long.
Oh, yeah.
And so when he's achieved the objective with his script, he's off the phone.
Well, the other thing that he's done is he has not wasted the other person's time either.
That is correct.
And that makes that person take your call next time, which saves you time.
Yes, indeed. In fact, I will tell you a little trick I learned when I was director of national media relations at Georgia Tech for several years. And when I would try to reach a very busy person like a producer or an editor, up front I would say, I've got an idea I can tell you about in 90 seconds. Can I have 90 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're interested, we can talk longer. If not, that'll be the end of it. And I never had a person say, no, you can't talk with me for 90 seconds.
Exactly. I call that negotiating for time. And whenever I teach sales training to groups that I do, I tell them, I say, start, if you think you're going to be talking to someone who might be cautious about giving you time, just say, look, if you'll give me 2 minutes, I'll earn the next two.
Oh, that's a great way to say it, Jim.
Oh, and if I don't earn the next two, then I'll be out of here.
Along that same line, if I do get into the other person's office, especially if that person is an important decision maker,
mm-hmm.
from the get-go, I will say, how much time do we have? And a person say, well, you know, we can take 15 minutes. What I do at the end of that 15 minutes, after that has elapsed, is I'll say, okay, you said we could take 15 minutes. Very often that person will say, well, let's take 10 more.
Good.
Well, that's a very good sign that you're selling.
Absolutely. Well, that is very good use of your time. I like the use of the script. Now, that doesn't mean that when Mr. Fuqua wrote his script, that doesn't mean he read what
he doesn't read it.
He doesn't read that to the person.
In fact,
that's not what we're talking about.
And people who use this strategy will go off and practice with that script so it doesn't sound like it's being read.
Right.
Another one I have in Time Tactics of very successful people, use people's names when you can.
Very important.
Very important.
But now, what's that going to do with time?
Another, anticipate what the gatekeeper will ask before you call. For example, if you're trying to get to someone, they will almost always have a gatekeeper. Well, they're going to ask, who is this, who are you with, and what will the subject be?
Gene, I want to stop you for a second. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I agree with you that using people's names is important, but when we come back, I want you to tell us what that has to do with good time tactics.
All right.
Stand by. Folks, it's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our good friend Gene Greisman is our guest this hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us, please. Time Tactics of Very Successful People is the book I'm holding in my hand. It's the author of which is Eugene Greisman, Ph.D. I haven't said that to you lately, have I, folks?
No, I deserve proper respect, Jim.
Well, I agree. Dr. Greisman, ladies and gentlemen, is our special guest. He's our very good friend.
And Gene's my friend.
He's been with us many times before, and it's just always a lot of fun, and a very, very gracious and generous person. I don't know how the man lives on the Pacific Coast, and every time I call him and say, will you get up early and talk to my audience, he says, yes, I will, and I appreciate that very much. Gene, a minute ago, we're talking about time tactics, folks, and the book is available online, Gene, and in bookstores?
Yes. Yes. In fact, this book really has sold a lot of copies. We're in its 14th printing.
14th?
And
wow.
Any Barnes & Noble or Borders or whatever will have it. If they don't, they've got it on order.
Yep.
But they can also check out my website, www.presidentlincoln.com. That's
mm-hmm.
one word. Or they can call our 800 number, 1-800-749-4625. But you can get this book or Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
Mm-hmm.
Time Tactics of Very Successful People is doing well. In fact, the other day, Jim, I got a new edition of it in Arabic.
So really?
It's in a bunch of languages.
Wow.
But
that's great.
You were asking earlier, why using a person's name when you're making a phone call?
Yeah, what's that got to do with time?
It's especially important to use it with the gatekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Because the gatekeeper, who is trying to keep it, the boss doesn't want to talk to. One thing, if this person uses his name and her name, that suggests that they're known to him.
Mm-hmm.
And if he uses her name, it shows that she's being treated with respect.
Right.
Often assistants and secretaries are not treated with proper respect. That's stupid when a person doesn't.
That's right.
Because that person can be useful to you again and again if you take the time to get to know them.
Right.
And the next time you call back, Julie, how are you doing? How think, and you've taken the time to find out where she's from. How are things down in Charleston?
Mm-hmm.
And you think she's not going to try to help you get to the boss?
Absolutely. It makes a lot of difference because any time you can have a little charm and personality when you're dealing with the gatekeeper, it will pay off dividends for you. And the way you get those names is more than likely someone at the company will answer the phone before the gatekeeper.
Yep.
Typically, many times, the gatekeeper will not answer the phone. Sometimes they do. But get that information from the person that's going to be handing you off to the gatekeeper.
Another thing is to know how to pronounce the name properly when you're getting to that individual. I can't tell you how many times people call, is this Mr. Grisham?
Yeah.
Well, I know. But that tells me this person doesn't really know me and hasn't taken the time to find out how to pronounce my name.
I want to stop on that one for just a second and talk about that for a second. That is absolutely critical that you pronounce people's names properly. And, you know, I've met people who would not try to pronounce my name properly. It's not hard, but it's a little bit intimidating at the very beginning.
Yes.
To say Blasting Game or to think about how to spell it. It's spelled just like it sounds. Don't add anything extra into it. But I've had people to say my name incorrectly, and I typically don't wear my feelings on my sleeves about that, and I don't make a big deal out of it. But if it's just so bad, I'll say, well, this is how you pronounce it, and then they'll say something like, well, whatever.
Oh, that's awful.
And that's something. And you know what? Guess what? Then I say, well, whatever you have to say to me, whatever. And you know, have a good life. If that's your attitude, then I don't have any time for you.
That's right. And also, it says two or three things about the person. One, they may be have good intentions, but they are not. They don't pay attention to detail.
Let me tell you exactly. And well, it also tells you about their egocentrism.
Yes.
They're more interested in themselves. And let me tell you another little trick I use sometimes. If someone just habitually mispronounces my name, you know what I do? I mispronounce theirs right immediately back to them. You know, and they'll look at me and they'll say, well, that's not my name. And I'll say, well, that's as close as you got to mine. That's the way you get their attention. And you can have a little fun with that, too, by the way.
That's wonderful. By the way, if you're having difficulty getting through to a person, here's a sentence you can write down, and this really works. I learned this when I was doing a seminar. I do a lot of seminars all over the country teaching people how to manage their time. And I got this from somebody else, which I'll share with you. He will call and he will say, Julie, this is Tom Bradley with Johnson Associates. I need to speak to Jim. Now, you see, you don't want to say this is an emergency,
mm-hmm.
but you do want to give some sense of urgency to it.
Yeah.
And so the simple word need, Julie, I need to speak to, that works.
It'll get you through. It sure will. Gene, stand by. We're going to come back, folks, with Gene Greisman and talk some more about how to use your time well. His book is Time Tactics of Very Successful People. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 888-822-8255. Stay with us, please. All right, we're back. It's 33 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're talking about time tactics. The book is called Time Tactics of Very Successful People. The author is Gene Greisman. He's our friend. He is the top, one of the top, at least, and in my opinion, the top Lincoln portrayer in the world. His other book is called The Words Lincoln Lived By. And both of them and some of his other books are available on any online bookstore. They're available in regular bookstores. And we'll get him to give you his website again in just a few minutes. But we're talking about the book Time Tactics is helping me and you to get the most out of our time. Gene, I was saying before you got here that we all only have 24 hours. That's one thing that has never changed about our lives. With all the other things that change, not only do we not have any more time, but more and more these days, it seems like we have less time.
The reason for that is that because of increased communication and transportation, we have more options.
Yes. We have the ability, as the Bell Company says, to reach out and touch people more than we ever did before.
And we were just talking about how to use the telephone to save time. There are enormous opportunities that you have on the phone to save time.
What does name dropping have to do with saving time? You mentioned that in this chapter.
Well, if for example, if you use somebody else's name, let's say I need to get to a very important person, but he knows you. I'll say I'm Gene Grissom, president of the Grissom Associates. Jim Blassingame told me to give Tom a call, and I need to speak to him.
Jim Blassingame is our mutual friend.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a risk in that, because sometimes a person will tell you to use his or her name whenever you are getting to another individual. That other individual may loathe that individual.
Well, not only that, I've had people that do that. I've had people to tell me that. Yeah, just mention my name. That'll be fine. And I get there, and I mention that person's name, and they look at me, and I say, you have no idea who that is. And they'll say, no, I don't know who is that.
I haven't had that happen.
Oh, I had that happen to me a couple of times before.
Person is known to them and likes them, it's a great end.
Yes. But what that taught me, Gene, was to say, well, now, let me say this. Before I tell him your name, tell me how you know him. Tell me how well you know that person. And then that's when you'll really find out the truth.
You have to
be careful. Referrals are important. Entrees are important. But you got to make sure you know the value of that entree.
Now, a better way, if you're trying to get through to a gate, if you try and get past the gatekeeper to a very hard-to-get-to person, is instead of name-dropping, to have that individual sort of grease the skids for you and say, you know, would you call your buddy and tell him I'm going to be calling him next week.
Right.
I'll tell you another thing that I have done whenever I'll see somebody in a chance meeting and I'll need to get to them later and they're very hard to get to, I'll say to that person, this is something I've used a lot of times, how do I get past your gatekeeper? And that person often will have another person in the office that takes special calls. And say, just say, call and speak to Anthony, and he'll get you through.
Yeah. Another thing that you talk about in chapter 14 is intrigue them in order to get them to call you back.
Yes. You can say, I have some information I think you'll be delighted to hear. Now, here's one that works for me a lot of times, and that is after you play telephone tag one or two times, I will say to the gatekeeper, and this is making a telephone appointment, I will say to the gatekeeper, can you make appointments for Tom? And if she says yes, I'll say, so he doesn't keep spending his time trying to get me in, and I'm doing the same. Let's make a definitive telephone appointment. And I will call when you say, and we'll talk at that point. And I find that sometimes that breaks through. Another way to break through telephone tag is to send a fax.
Right.
I've also found that calling early and calling late is the best way to get past the gatekeeper.
That's
because
a good idea.
Often the gatekeeper arrives at 8 and leaves at 5.
Also, lunchtime can be
lunchtime
a good time.
Lunchtime is a great time to call because they've gone to lunch. But you must know the direct extension for that to work. And
another
so that's
thing,
I find that.
Email, and I know you talk about using technology in this book a lot. You talk about how technology will help you be more effective with your time. Using email can be a good way to get through.
Yes, indeed. However, many people, here's the only caveat, and it is, many people are being bombarded with email. So whenever you send your email, put your name and then put urgent, because very often a person will come back to their office and they'll have 50 emails. They will scan down the various messages that have come. They will look for names. And if you have beside it urgent, they'll probably pull yours up first.
But you have to be careful that if it's not urgent, you might irritate them.
Oh, you never do that.
Yeah, don't say urgent if it's not urgent.
That is exactly
But another thing
right.
that I do, especially if I'm not selling them anything, if I'm just trying to make contact with them or trying to find out something from them or whatever, I will tell the gatekeeper, please, I'm not selling them I'm not trying to sell them anything. And they'll usually laugh about that. And they appreciate that because that's if they have no idea who you are, why you're calling, when you tell them you're not selling something, which you can't do if you are selling, that makes a difference.
Yes.
Stand by, Gene. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 39 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our good friend Gene Greitzman, the author of Time Tactics, A Very Successful People, is our special guest. We'll be right back. Welcome back, heroes. It's 44 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Gene Greitzman is our special guest. Dr. Gene Greitzman, by the way. I want to make sure I get that in one more time. And Gene is a multifaceted person. Actually, kind of a renaissance man. I really think of him kind of as a renaissance man. He has so many talents and so many facets to him. He's such an interesting person and a very generous and gracious person.
If I'm a renaissance man, I'm ahead of my time, aren't I?
That's exactly a man outstanding in his field, right? Thank you very much for all that you've done for me and for my audience over the last year and a half that you've been on the show. And his other book is called The Words Lincoln Lived By. And you really, really enjoy that. That's a special book. And as the holidays come up, if you can't figure out what to get somebody that who has everything, that is definitely something that they probably don't have yet, maybe not. And check that book out. That's a great holiday present. We're talking about Time Tactics of Very Successful People. That's the other book. Gene, give us your website one more time, please.
It is www.presidentlincoln.com.
Lots of good stuff there, folks, not just on the books that Gene has written, but also on President Lincoln. It's a good site. Gene,
he has some of his favorite quotes.
Yeah, exactly, and a lot of the things that are in the book, The Words Lincoln Lived By. The thing that happens to us today is we're so plugged into the telephone and to email and to technology, and that's the reason why I'm glad we're spending time talking about how to be more productive with technology. And one of the things that you talk about in this chapter on using technology is to use speaker phones and conference calls to be more productive.
Yes, especially the conference call.
Yeah.
The speaker phone, if you use the speaker phone, you've got to make sure that the audio is good. If you sound like you're in a cathedral when you're talking to the other person, that may not be terribly effective.
And you know, I never put somebody on the speaker phone that I don't without telling them that.
Yes.
Excuse me, I'm going to put you on the speakerphone because I need to write this down, what you're telling me or whatever. And the moment that I don't need to use both of my hands, I pick the phone back up.
I'll tell you what, a number of CEOs and people who use the phone are using more and more headsets.
Yes.
And they'll be walking around their office, and they're able to write,
yep,
they're able to pick up books,
mm-hmm,
that they've got on a headset.
That's right. And you never know it.
Yes.
As you say, more and more people are doing that. What about the conference call?
Well, the conference call, this is a great way to get combined information. I'll give you an example. Because I speak at a lot of conventions and sales meetings, I like to emphasize what the client wants to have emphasized. So just this past week, prior to doing a program, an annual meeting for a corporation, I spoke with the president and some of his top people, and I said, Wayne, I would like to know what you would like me to emphasize. What needs to be pushed? What do you lie awake at night worried about? And I taped that conversation.
Hmm.
Then later on, from that conference call, he and his key people, I wrote down key phrases, key points to emphasize, and in my presentation, I was a keynote speaker, I was able to validate some of the things he had said to me in, I hope, a diplomatic way, not as coming from him. I just talked about those themes and used some of the very words and ideas that he had given me.
There's nothing more gratifying and more enjoyable giving you a feeling of success than to be a speaker in front of a group and to see the person who's going to write the check nodding his head as you're speaking.
Oh, that is really true.
Or her head.
And especially he knows it's a wise idea if it sounds like something he said.
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, this Gene's smart. I like what he's saying. That's pretty good. Talk to us about being interrupted.
Yes.
How could being interrupted save you time?
One of the time-saving techniques that I mentioned is to be interruptible. I have missed some important deals and important phone calls because I was on the phone and was not interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to actually show somebody you think they're important, let me tell you this little anecdote. Tom Hussey, who's a successful stockbroker in Savannah, called me a few years ago. He said, I'd like for you to do a program sponsored by the Chamber in Savannah. He said, if I'm on the phone or if I'm in a meeting, now he left this on my voicemail, please have me interrupted. That was on my voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that say to me? That says, he considers me important. Mm-hmm. If he says, please have me interrupted. Now, whenever I was working with my assistants, I would say to them, if a phone call comes in while I am on the phone, please write a note to me and tell me who it is. And then I have a little signal that I would show. One meant tell them I'll take it. Two means I will call them back, get their phone number, and find out the best time to call them.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not miss important phone calls.
Another thing that I do where technology is involved is my phone allows my assistant to beep me and
did it show who's there?
If I'm sitting across the other room, on the other side of the room from my phone visiting with someone, then I hear a tone on the phone, and then she doesn't say anything. It lets me know that she's listening. She just beeped in. She doesn't say anything, and then I say yes, and she says, you have so-and-so, or she may ask me to pick up. And then I have the ability from my chair to say, tell him or her that I'll call him back, or tell them yes or no or whatever. Or I may say to the person that I'm visiting with, if you give me a minute, this will just take a second, and then I go and answer the phone.
Yes.
And
there now is technology to tell you who's on the other line.
Absolutely. And that's exactly right. And let's talk about that a little bit more when we come back. But also when we come back, I want to talk some more about being interrupted and something you call not being greedy.
Oh, isn't that one?
Small Business Advocate Gene Grossman is our guest. Time Tactics of Very Successful People is the book. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We are back. It's 54 After. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you just tuned in and you'd like to hear more about my conversation with Gene Grossman on time tactics, how to make time more productive for you, then all you have to do is, if you missed part of it, is go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Go to the on-demand option on one of the interior pages, the listen page, and click that, and he is the second hour in the on-demand feature of our website. Stay tuned for more stuff coming there. It's going to be exciting. Gene Grossman is the author of Time Tactics of Very Successful People, also The Words Lincoln Live By. They're available in bookstores, they're available online, and they're available at his website, which is presidentlincoln.com. Gene, let's wrap up the hour with a couple of more things. We were just talking about being interruptible, and you know, sometimes you have to tell your assistant, if you have one, there was a long time when I didn't have one, you have to tell your assistant, hold my calls.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to be not interruptible.
Yes, indeed. Terribly important to do that. And that's the reason why I think that you need to spend time with your assistant, making sure that assistant understands what your priorities are, who is important, who should be able to get through to you at any time, and who should not.
Right.
Because there are some times when it will mightily offend the other individual in your office if you're being interrupted constantly by phone calls.
Well, you know, a minute ago I was talking about the little method that we use, the technology that we use here. If it gets out of hand, and sometimes it does, it seems like maybe there hasn't been a phone call for an hour, and then someone comes in to visit, or I have an appointment or something, and then everybody calls. You know, after a time or two, I say, just go ahead and hold my calls for a little while.
And that's a wise thing to do. In fact, as a management technique, and I mentioned this in Time Tactics of Very Successful People, one of the people told me that once a week he spends 15 minutes one-on-one with his key lieutenants at his company,
mm-hmm.
and he calls them time-assured appointments.
Yep.
When they've got that whole 15 minutes, he won't take a phone call during that 15
mm-hmm.
minutes.
That's a good idea.
And he is concentrating totally on that person.
Right. Another thing you can do when someone's coming to visit, if you know you're going to have a call, tell them in advance. Look, I don't intend to be interrupted, except I might have to take this one call.
I think that is so good to do. Incidentally, whenever when somebody calls me and I've got to go to a meeting and I know I've got to walk out the door in 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
I recommend that you tell the person when you answer the phone, just say, I've got to walk out the door in 2 minutes. But I did want to take your call.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And very often, that will be a cue to that individual. One, that they're important enough that you're willing to take the call. But number two, it tells them they need to edit.
That's right. Get on.
And I've had people say, you know, this is not going to take but 2 minutes.
Get to the point. We got 45 seconds, Max. Talk to us about not being greedy.
Not being greedy. If you have an assistant, sometimes it makes sense for them to place the call for you. But if the other person is an equal, or if there's somebody that you are selling to, or if they have a position in the business hierarchy higher than you, don't you dare have that person have to wait while you get on the line.
This is where you get a phone call and somebody says, I'm so-and-so's assistant. He'll be on the phone in a second.
Absolutely.
Big mistake.
Very often they'll just hang up.
That's right.
I mean, that's trying to take time management if you're thinking of shaving seconds off.
Unless you're the customer, do not do that. All right, Gene, we've got to wrap it up. Thank you very much. As always, you did a great job.
Yes, it is my pleasure. Can I give you one quick quote?
Quickly.
Franklin said, do you love life? Then do not squander time, for time is the stuff life is made of.
Very good, Gene. See you later.
Bye.
I go for this out, folks. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.